Hi, this is David. Have you thought about starting a retail business? When you think about businesses like Magic Spoon and Mattel, who sell through the roof, you probably attribute their success to great products and a strong brand. But an often overlooked secret is actually the business behind the business, the one which makes selling and buying simple. For millions of retail businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, because no checkout system is better at converting shoppers into buyers. With Shopify, you can sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout that Magic Spoon and Mattel use. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/inspirational, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/inspirational to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from How to Develop Your Willpower by Claire Tree Major, published in 1920. The most dominant demand of the human mind is for success. Just what may be success, and in what particular field success is desired, varies with the individual. But the fundamental need is the same: the attainment of the highest standard of accomplishment possible to each specific personality. Success may mean money, business power, social position, artistic excellence, literary achievement, or any other one of a thousand obvious and general goals of ambition. Or it may mean some simple acquirement of domestic or personal value only. Whatever it may be, small or large, which furnishes the inspiration, the force of outreaching energy has its source in one and the same basic principle: the absolute need of the inner you, the real individual, for self-realization. The vehicle for this self-realization is the will. The use of the term self-development in connection with this is that it's the process through which the hidden power of the individual is revealed. You are yourself, a part of the creative force of life, not the thing which has been created. Hereafter, when I speak of the individual, or when you speak of yourself, let us think of the inhabiting, controlling intelligence, the self which owns and has made your body what it is, the soul which is making its pilgrimage through this wonderful world, to learn by conquering to become master of itself, and through that mastery, to become master of all that is. Humanity is the supreme creation. All life, all power, is available to you. The first essential, then, is to realize that you are an invisible, immaterial being, with the innate power to harness all the forces of this world. You do not currently take advantage of these forces because you have not conquered the physical, emotional, and mental limitations, which have persuaded you that they are more powerful than you. Wrong conceptions or mental pictures of yourself and your relation to life cannot be changed by reading. They can only be changed by right thought. In order that you may begin your work of self-development effectively, concentrate your understanding for 5 minutes on the realization of these facts. I am not my body. I am not my feelings. I am not my thoughts. I am myself, separate, unconquerable. They are my servants. They do that which I will tell them to do. I am powerful. Having absorbed this new conception of your relation to your outer and material life, you will adopt a new attitude of self-mastery over your environment and habits. But this mastery must be demonstrated, and it is this demonstration of the power which lies so strangely hidden in us, wherein the great work of life lies. The habits which you have been indulging in, thoughts of inability and fear and failure, which you have allowed to build into a mental character, all that has weakened and held back the real you. These must be persistently and patiently and painfully wrestled with until they are superseded by the strength and courage and self-control which show the real you, dominant and powerful. Then all that life holds of good and power and happiness will flow to you, because you have made yourself a dominant center for the drawing in of all the forces of the universe. Therein lies the secret of dominance. So long as you identify yourself with your passing desires, for just so long will you be mastered by them. For example, let's say you do not find it easy to rise in the morning. You say to yourself, "I don't want to get up," and then you wait until the last possible moment, hurriedly and resentfully scrambling into your clothes. You are barely in time or perhaps late for work or an appointment. Your entire day is colored by a poor start. But suppose that instead you had said, "My body does not want to rise. This body is my servant. It shall do as I will it to do." You would not only rise in time, attend to your duties with an even and unclouded mind, but would take a definite step forward in the eventual realization of self-mastery. A small thing, you say, yet of such small things is life made. In such small ways do we build for success or failure. The will which is strengthened on small victories will not fail when the big fight comes. Realize then your separateness from everything external which would interfere with, or seem to control, the success of your plan in life. And realize as external your own body, feelings, and errors of thought. They cannot master you unless you allow them to do so. You can dominate and master them by allowing them to be only what you, your own inner self, wish them to be. You can make them build for you exactly what you will. Who are you really? The first requisite to self-development is self-examination. The starting point of real success is that moment when you quietly and calmly, but frankly and judiciously, take certain and accurate stock of yourself. Don't be afraid to face the debit side of the ledger, and be fair when you tally up the credit side. Modifying the figures on either side won't help. You are an individualized consciousness, facing a world of other individualized consciousnesses. And what you do in that world, and what you get out of it, is going to depend on just yourself. Therefore, you should identify, first of all, what you have that is good and useful, what you have that is bad and will hinder you, and what you lack in qualities which count for success. Make a definite diagram on paper of your findings. As you grow in power, you will discover things of which you are not conscious. These you will add to the paper as you learn of them. Be as comprehensive as you can, keeping in mind that the most requisite thing is the absolute truthfulness of your conclusions. You will then have a practical, material basis, not only to build your work on, but also as a working test and proof of your progress. Having examined yourself to find just where you stand in this fight, in the matter of psychological equipment, and having had a glimpse of the infallibility of your own power if you will to develop it, your next move is to determine just exactly what you wish to make of yourself, and what you will consider as success. Establish at once a definite aim. See as comprehensively as possible the sort of life you wish to live, the physical, mental, and emotional qualities you wish to demonstrate. There is not the slightest thing in the world that did not originate in what we will call, for lack of a better word, the subconscious mind. From this superior mind, the real individual, comes every worthy incentive. The awake mind, if you will let me use that term, builds for itself pictures of things which seem desirable, and through the medium of these pictures, draws to itself the conditions which make these thought pictures become concrete things. Consider, for example, scientific inventors. Their higher mind suggests to them the possibility of a certain invention, such as a television, a telephone, etc. Immediately, their lower or concrete mind begins to occupy itself with pictures of ways in which this new invention can be realized or materialized. At first, there seems no way, but as the inventor works and plans and pictures, gradually the way opens up, until at last, one after the other, the persistence and patience and faith in the truth of the vision which the inventor has seen break down the obstacles, smooth out the difficulties, and the dream is realized. That is the value of a definite aim. If our inventor wished to discover a new drug for the treatment of disease, they would not set to work on a new type of syringe. You don't expect to get to Europe by taking a train bound for California. Know in your innermost self just what you want to accomplish. Then make all your actions bend toward that end. The winding path may be very pleasant, but as the crow flies, is the quicker and more effective method. Know what you want, know what you can get, and then go after it. Do not allow your lower mind to settle your aim for you. Having realized that this lower mind, which deals only with concrete things, is a separate thing, as much your servant as the physical body, you must deny its dominance and control its desires. If you would learn to know the real from the false, the true from the mirage, learn to get behind the activity of the outer mind, and in the seclusion of the real self, make your decision as to the ultimate aim which shall govern your life. Therein lies the source of your strength. From this seed of the self comes power which shall lift you out from the multitude and place you in the seats of the mighty. Make the lower expressions of your personality your servants. Make the body, mind, and emotions free, responsive, obedient channels for the outpouring of the unlimited force stored up in the inner self. Set free the all-conquering power of will, and life can withhold nothing from you which you will to possess.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.